It's time for another midweek mini, and today we have some cutting breaking news, everybody. This is hot off the press. We are sharing U.S. News's 25-26 best travel rewards program rankings. These have just been released this week, and we are going to dig into them with you because there are some surprises.
Shocking. And we even polled on your Instagram, our audience, to try to kind of get ahead of this, knowing this information was coming out, trying to see what people's take was. And I can tell you, as a points and miles person, I know what I expected the results to be. And this has just completely flipped everything on its head and really made me curious about some things. And we're kind of blind reacting to this list, you guys. We're just looking at it today for the first time. So it's kind
buckle
of exciting.
Up. Buckle,
yeah,
buckle up, Buttercup.
Buttercup.
All right, guys. So this is the Instagram polling. First, let's talk about favorite hotel rewards programs, okay? So I polled you guys on Instagram. Instagram would only let me give you four choices. So the choices I gave on Instagram were Hilton Hotels, Hyatt Hotels, which, duh, of course, we love Hyatt. We find great value there. Choice Hotels and IHG Hotels. And I immediately had some people DMing me, like, what about Marriott? And I can't believe you put Choice Hotels in there over Marriott. And it would only let me give four choices, guys. So that's, I went with four choices. And this
Wait.
Is what you guys said. This is
but,
what you guys
but-
said.
Yes, and we're going to tell them what they said, but then I feel like we should go backwards and not even get to number one until last. I want to keep them on the edge of their seats.
Okay, we will. So from our polling, just our audience, you guys, a whopping 87% of you guys, it was 54 votes for Hyatt as your favorite hotel rewards program, which we completely understand and pretty much agree with you. Definitely value there. Second place in the poll at 10% was Hilton, which Hilton has some fabulous high-end properties people love. And then we have IHG came in with 3% of the vote. And guess who had 0% of the vote?
Oh, is it Choice?
It's Choice. No, nobody picked that one. Nobody picked
Shocking,
that one.
Because Shocking. No one talks about them.
No, they don't.
No one knows anything, including us.
we're gonna start learning. So let's get into U.S. News, the rankings that they had for the best travel rewards programs for hotel loyalty programs. You give us the list, Joe. Let's start.
Right.
Let's start like you said, from the bottom.
Coming in at number 11, we have Hilton, all the way down at the bottom. And it
I
should be noted.
That.
I know, but it should be noted the way that they calculate the rankings. Is it's weighted. So 45% of the weight of how they're calculating this is the ease of earning free nights. So this is kind of like when we do a breakdown of a credit score and we're like, it's this much percentage doing this thing and this much percentage doing this thing. The biggest consideration that helps move things up or down is the ease of earning those free nights. And I think that kind of explains pretty clearly why Hilton would be at the bottom of the list, because those are not easy to get unless you're getting them with a card.
Yeah, so many of their credit cards have free nights. So that is surprising. But I guess naturally earning and accruing the points to get free nights, it's a little bit more challenging. All right, so that was the bottom of the list. Shocker.
Okay, we're coming in at number 10. But I just have to say, guys, that these are completely shocking. There are things on this list that we've never heard of, including number 10 here, which is the I Prefer Hotel Rewards. Not a clue what that is. I do have to say that after this list, we might have a whole bunch of new minis to be dishing out to you guys, because I kind of want to do one on every single thing on this list. And number 9, we've got Leaders Club. Again, no idea.
No
number
clue.
8? Nope, nothing. Number 8, SLH Club. That kind of makes
small
me think
luxury
of small
hotels.
Luxury, right? But what's the club? Was this something different? Is this similar? Is it under the same umbrella? Don't know. Number 7, Best Western Rewards. Okay,
hey.
I don't know why that's funny to me. It's like when I think of Best Western, I don't think of loyalty. I think of like we were in the middle of a road trip and we saw that Best Western over there on the side of the highway and we're like, we need a nap.
Well, you know, there are some pretty nice Best Westerns. The Best Western Plus hotels. I stayed at a Best Western outside of Acadia National Park It was pretty nice. I've seen a couple of others. I mean, don't sleep on Best Western. They're not terrible. And apparently it's easier to earn those rewards than it is certain ones. So,
okay, number six, we've got Sonesta Travel Pass. Again, never heard of. Number five, IHG. That will be familiar to our Points and Miles people. Yes, five is a pretty good ranking on a list of 11. Number four, not surprising, Marriott. I think those free nights are definitely easier to earn. Now, here is where things start to get interesting.
Okay, drum roll, guys. Top three.
Number three, World of Hyatt. Number three.
What?
Our beloved
number three.
Hyatt is three. It's three. Now, I wonder if it's small footprint plays into that.
I think that has to. It has to be the small footprint that dings them, because obviously there's such massive value there. And to be in the top three is really good. I mean,
it just
shows you it is a good rewards program. The shocking part is just number two and number one.
So now that you've kind of been going through counting cards, so to speak, trying to figure out what could possibly be left, number two is Wyndham Rewards, which we have talked about a tiny, tiny bit, but does get very discounted. I don't think it gets talked about that often. And coming in at number one, the biggest surprise of my entire life, Choice Privileges, which is the Choice Hotel that most people are familiar with only because of the ability to transfer American Express points to them.
Yeah. My jaw fell to the floor when I first saw this. Yeah. And even in that Instagram poll, 0%, guys, not a single person voted for Choice. So we are obviously all missing out and need to dig into how we can just be earning tons of free nights with Choice Hotels, I guess. And let me remind you, just to give you, fill in a little information, points that transfer to Choice. So Amex is a one-to-one. Capital One Miles also go over to Choice at a one-to-one ratio. The Citi Strata Premier card, you can actually do 1,000 points over to 2,000. And then other Citi cards, like the Citi Double Cash, is a 2-to-3 ratio. So Amex, Capital One, and Citi, you do have three transferable point currencies that you can send things over to Choice Hotels. And then we have a list for you of just some of the brands, because you might even be thinking, I don't even know what a Choice Hotel is.
So the higher-end Choice Hotels include Ascend Hotel Collection and Cambria Hotels. And then the lower mid-range are the Comfort Inn, the Sleep Inn, the Clarion, the Quality Inn. So names that you've definitely recognized, but you've never thought about the brand. And then they have long-term options like the Mainstay Suites, among a couple others. And they have acquired Radisson.
So that's another name you've heard of.
Right. Yes, that is a common one. And I think it's the acquisition of that seems to have boosted them, because they have actually been in the top five on this list for 10 years in a row. Like, that, to me, is shocking, because you and I have been in the Points and Miles world hard. I mean, we're looking for new information all the time. So if we're not finding it, it's not being talked about like it should be. So we are going to bring all of this to you guys. And we are going to quickly go through the airline rankings as well. But we do want you guys to know that we're digging into this.
We're also going to bring on an expert from U.S. News. We have their senior editor of travel over at U.S. News. Her name is Elizabeth. She's going to be joining us for an upcoming episode, and she's really going to dig into these rankings with us. She has done all the investigating. She's going to spill all the details on why we need to be paying attention to Choice Hotels and Wyndham Rewards, and I'm excited about it.
I'm so excited. I feel like with, you know, Hyatt becoming more difficult because Chase is becoming more difficult, the idea of having another option with a big footprint, because there are Choice Hotels in a lot of places.
Oh, yeah.
And
a lot of domestic options.
Yeah. So I don't know. This is kind of exciting.
If you guys have stayed at any of these hotels, the higher end Choice Hotels, like the Cambria Hotels, let us know. Email us, post about it in the Facebook group. We want people to know about them. We want to spread the word on this program because obviously we are missing out on some of the value. Okay, so we're going to have a full episode about that later. We promise we are going to dig into these hotel programs more and more and figure out what we should be doing to take advantage of them. But let's get into the best airline rewards program rankings for 2025 and 2026 from U.S. News and World Report. Give them to us, Joe.
Okay, coming in at number 9, we've got Allegiant. Not shocking.
Okay. Not shocking.
No, 0% shocking.
The bottom and of coming this list in, all makes a whole lot of sense. This one makes
total sense to me. Number 8, we've got Frontier. And just baby side note, I didn't report this on the podcast because I wasn't sure if it was going to work. But I thought everybody would find it fun to know that I paid $40 when Frontier was having that haha, Southwest is being terrible. You can pay us $40 and get top tier status if you're a Southwest rewards member. So I did that. And then I status matched it back to Southwest and got Southwest A-list for 3 months. Now, I don't get to keep it because I did not take 3 round trip cash flights in that time to extend my A-list. But sure was fun while it lasted. And for $40, yeah. Pretty fun. So be on the lookout for promotions like that. If I hadn't been doing it on the very last day, I would have shared with you guys so that you could have also done it. But I was scooting in right under the wire there. Number 7 is Free Spirit, which is the Spirit Airlines loyalty program. Coming in at number 6, and next year probably to be all the way at the bottom of the list if they do anything to the companion pass, Southwest Rapid Rewards.
Before we go on, let's go back to our Instagram polls because we did have a poll for that as well of everyone's favorite and best, what people thought was the best airlines rewards program. And 48% of people, despite our disappointments, because of Companion Pass, I know that this is the yes. sole reason is Companion yes. Pass is still available, is Southwest. We had 47% of people say Southwest. Then we had 33% say American Airlines. We had 19% say Alaska Airlines. And then Delta was the other option. We only had 2% of people clock in for Delta.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That reminds me that I feel like we should start talking about whether or not we think there's a companion pass season coming this year. Because I kind of want to do it again, but I don't know. I don't know. We know nothing. Okay. So 6 is Southwest and 5, we have JetBlue. And I know people love JetBlue and I'm honestly devastated. They don't fly out of St. Louis.
Yeah. I used to live in Boston and we loved JetBlue when we lived in Boston. We always flew JetBlue. We could have unlimited snacks. I mean, we're simple people. You give us unlimited snacks. This was back in the glory days of JetBlue. It was so nice. There were all these TVs and snacks and it felt luxury. It almost felt like flying first class domestic, but it was on an airline. And they kind of, I think, have gone downhill since that time, but it was many moons ago.
Fun. Okay, number 4, we've got Delta. Number 3, American Airlines. Number 2 is United, which surprises me. I don't feel like people seem to like United that much in the points and miles world. I mean, fine for people who live in hubs, but other than that, I don't hear about them that often. And then number 1, which actually does not surprise me, especially with the kind of redemptions they have.
Not
we've
this
got
year.
Alaska.
They had a big year. If there was one airline loyalty program that we heard the most about over the last year, yep. it was Alaska Airlines mileage plan. I mean, they were the top dog this year. So that does not surprise me. Kind of like you, American Airlines A Advantage, I think I would have ranked over United. But, you know, there's a
formula
for these
things. Well, and they
were
last year. They swapped places. And also, did you know that Alaska has been number 1 for 11 years in a row?
Wow. Girl, look at you, Alaska. We see you.
We see you. We see you. We're sad the loopholes closed, but we still see you.
Well, you know, that business card, that Alaska business card is looking better and better.
Seriously. I would love, I'm so excited to dig into this with her and really find out how all of this gets decided.
Yeah, we are going to be interviewing her in just a few weeks. So we will bring that episode to you later in August. It will be coming out, but we're going to really dive into these rankings and what they mean for us as frequent travelers and points and miles enthusiasts. So we're excited to dig into that more with you. Let us know what surprises you have had from this list. We're going to link this entire U.S. News and World Report ranking list for all these loyalty programs in our show notes. So click on that link and you can read more about it as well. Again, we want to hear from you in the Facebook group. Please post there. Tell us what you are liking about the podcast. Tell us about your summer travels. Tell us about the new credit cards you're signing up for. We want to hear all the things.
Yes. And guys, we love it when you are weighing in on each other's posts. Like when people are posting in the Facebook group, it doesn't just have to be us answering questions. You guys are allowed to talk to each other. And sometimes you do, and it makes me so happy. But like, interact, be a community, help each other learn more and travel better and travel for less out of pocket. It just tickles me to death when I see those kinds of things happening in our Facebook group. So join us over on our Instagrams. If you have not yet, and you could scroll down to the bottom of all of our podcast episodes and click the 5 stars and maybe even leave us a written review about how we have helped you travel more or better or for less, that would be so amazing. Every single one of those warms our heart. And we will see you guys here on Monday.
Bye, everybody.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.